This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the familiar music, the sound of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is on the air right now, featuring Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here, I was going to say to provide guidance, but I think that's actually Michael's job, guiding us through the top 10 stories, as according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the research indicating the things that Michael's about to go through with the story list in mind and the people. All here at your service and on your side, Michael. Help yourself.
What do you know? What a week. It was a crazy week with so many stories overlapping and squeezing into the places. So we squeezed a bunch of them into the top 10 positions. At number 10, we have two stories. Both started as not appearing to be big talk radio stories, and they wound up by the end of the week as being big talk radio stories. One, Britney Spears case. That's started as a celebrity gossip case, and it's actually now a human interest and a human rights case, and it's very compelling. And that's tied with the late breaking story on Thursday of the Florida condo collapse, which has turned out to be a compelling drama and a terrible, terrible ongoing tragedy as we head into the weekend. At number nine, Gavin Newsom faces recall. It's official. The details to be worked out, but he will be recalled, but he will probably survive. And the big tech censorship and accusation that their monopolies movement continues to gain momentum. At number eight, the New York City mayoral race tied with urban violent crime spike. And that's a big deal. And at number seven, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the pullout from Afghanistan is having consequences already. At number six, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number five, the western heat wave and drought and climate change. At number four, the January 6th investigation, or investigations, I should say, election fraud claims and audits continues, and Rudy Giuliani was suspended from practicing law in New York State, which ties into all of that aforementioned stuff. The economy and the infrastructure at number three. Number two, the voting bill was blocked, and that ties into race relations, a lot of conversation about critical race theory. Particularly on conservative talk shows on radio and television. And at number one, COVID-19 back in the number one spot, vaccines, goals, and the Delta variant. And there you have the top 10 story positions. The top 10 people positions at number 10, Britney Spears. At number 9, Gavin Newsom and Rudy Giuliani. At number 8, our dear friend Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams. Those are going to be the two candidates probably. Eric Adams, not yet official because they have this thing called rank choice voting now, and it takes a while to determine.
Do you understand how that works, by the way?
Yeah, I do. Maybe we can talk about it in a moment. Yeah. Vladimir Putin at number 7, Kamala Harris at 6. She's heading to the, depending on when you're listening to this, the border. Chuck Schumer at number 5, Joe Manchin at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Tony Fauci, the doctor, at 2, and Joe Biden, the president, at number 1. And there you go.
All right, wait a minute. You missed one. You missed the fact that Diane Warren, you know who she is, the Grammy Award-winning songwriter? She helped to save a cow that was on the loose in Los Angeles. Escaped from a slaughterhouse. The police chased it down about 7 miles north of the meatpacking plant. And she said she wanted to save the cow. So she did. How about that? That's something that's big.
What did she do? She bought the cow?
Yes. Brought it to a sanctuary.
I'll be told. So the cow escaped. I don't know the story. The cow escaped.
There's a slaughterhouse in north of Los Angeles, and so there are some cows that got out, and the police basically chased them all down, and some of them got away out into the woods. One of them was surrounded by 3 police cars, and apparently Ms. Warren heard the story, so she said, "I'll take care of that cow. Don't send it back to the slaughterhouse." So that's what she did. She paid to have it moved to an animal sanctuary.
So who should be on the should the cow be on the chart, or should she be on the chart?
Maybe, well, she is on the cow story should be on the chart, and she would be in the people list, I would think, right?
Oh, okay. All right, we'll have to reconsider this.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a compelling story. Of course, we're kidding about it being on the chart because it wasn't talked about that much.
Right.
It's a great story. One that affects you. You run a cow sanctuary.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk the walk as well as talk the talk, as the saying goes. And, you know, I'm kind of into that type of thing as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought it up.
All right. Well, number three, I want to spend a minute talking. I want to put these two things together, though, in a serious way. Number three is the economy. You've probably been out to dinner. I've been out to dinner. Most everybody listening to this program has been out to dinner over the last couple of weeks, and they've noticed that everything is way more expensive than it had been either during the pandemic or before the pandemic. For example, the cost of a steak at the Harris's restaurant. Do you know that in San Francisco? I've never.
I don't know Harris's restaurant, but I know that the cost of food has gone up. Yeah.
Price of a steak, $56 with two sides, in a restaurant. So and people are blaming it on the farmers. Oh, of course the farmers. They're the bad guys. No, the farmers aren't getting any of this. There are four major meat packing companies in the country, and they're the ones that are slicing and dicing. Plus, in connection with the number five, the drought in California, there's no water, therefore there's no feed, or if you bring importing feed into California, very expensive.
Yeah.
There it is. That's and the farmer is not gouging anybody. If anything, the farmer's getting it in the shorts because of the control of these four big packing companies, one of which is owned by the Chinese government. So
there's a lesson to be learned, and that is the farmer and the cowman should be friends.
Yes.
I don't know where I pulled that out of the air. But
yeah, that's very good, though. I like that.
Okay.
The farmer and the Dell, perhaps. All right,
the farmer and the cowman should be friends from Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to sing a chorus of it, though.
No, we're probably not.
No, probably not. All right, here's a chorus of support for those of you who are losing weight. This is all about support to keep you going, to keep you positive, to keep you seeing, I'm getting results. I'm very happy about this. And the reason that people are optimistic is because they figured out how Calotren works. Calotren, message for everybody around the country listening to this weekend, is that you can have success. And many of you have had success losing weight. Congratulations. That's great. Now, the question, the challenge, is how do you keep it off? And this is the number one way to do it, the all-natural way. You don't have to be on a crash diet or anything, take drugs. Just take Calotren, four capsules before you go to bed every night. It helps to rebuild your body. That's really what's so super about this. And this product came onto the marketplace 24 years ago. Put together by a doctor and three of his nurses. It's made in our country, certified by the FDA, and you're not going to have, when you buy it, you're not going to have those annoying monthly recharges. I'm going to send you more every month. When you want more, you order more. You order it by going to toploss.com and use the DJV code so you can buy as many as you want, get as many, let's say you buy five, you get five free. So there are all kinds of support there, plus people on the line. You can chat back and forth as to the advice they may have for you in your particular circumstances. Feel free to take advantage of that. All there to serve you and help you keep that weight off the natural way. Do Calotren, do yourself a favor, do the Calotren method. Toploss.com, the website, when you check out, no shipping and a free month supply using the code DJV.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 18 after this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. All right, so we were talking about number eight, the two men there on the people list, Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams, and I asked you about rank choice. And so, but first, Curtis Sliwa, well-known New York talk radio personality. He's been on the air in New York, what, 25 years? How long
Very
has
long
Curtis
time.
Been on the air?
I think longer than 25 years.
Is it?
And he's been a figure in New York culture as the founder of the Guardian Angels.
Right.
Kind of a legal vigilante group. I mean, they work in conjunction with the police. And
so what's he really like?
He's a funny guy. Yeah. He's a shticker. He walks the line between being an entertainer and a comedian and a showman and being a serious issues guy who, through satire and through shtick and through his crazy lifestyle, he's been in the newspapers with his personal life and his wives and his... he's a character.
Yeah.
Wears a red beret and a red sateen jacket. Yeah. So sort of like a costume. I had lunch with him once, and I felt I was having lunch with Spider-Man, this crime fighter that ever, hey, Curtis. I actually felt I was having lunch with Superman or Spider-Man. Uh-huh. And he ran for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, and he won in a landslide. Mm-hmm. His opponent to be, the likely candidate will be Eric Adams. It's not official yet because there's a thing called ranked choice voting, which is a new system by which you list a number of your favorite candidates, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not sure how many, and then that's taken into consideration to come up with an ultimate answer. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation.
It is.
But
well,
will Curtis win? The prevailing wisdom says no, too many Democrats in the city, but I think he has a shot.
I do too, actually. 21 after the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of focus on people this week, as it should be, with all these names on the people list. We'll go through some of those. I want to go back for a second with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You were in the middle of sort of a discussion about Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa and how it all works. With the voting that is
ranked choice voting.
I don't know that I've ever voted in a circumstance.
There have been very few of them. It's a new thing. Mostly San Francisco has been experimenting with it in Nancy Pelosi's district. But now it's in New York. And it's a way of coming up with some type of order and reason when you have a field of 15 candidates and nobody's going to get a majority. But by applying secondary and tertiary credit to different candidates, they're able to come up with more of a meaningful number in terms of what's acceptable to most people. You say, okay, I want Adams first, and I want Smith second, and Jones third, and you know McCoy fourth. Then it comes up to some kind of a meaningful number, as opposed to the winner getting 15% of the vote. It's more reasonable, but people
is
don't
it
understand.
Legal?
It
is it constitutional?
Point. Oh, certainly, certainly, Please. Yeah, yeah. Anything can be challenged, but I don't see any constitutional problem because it's just a method. It's as constitutional as the Electoral College or any other cockamamie scheme that we have in trying to figure out how to have an accurate representation of the people's will. You know, it ain't so easy, is it?
No, certainly isn't. You know, that reminds me, what Begg's comment this week are the announcement of some of the rulings that have come down this term from the Supreme Court. And the way they've come down, the number that have been heavily on one side, like it would be either all voting for some of this stuff or almost all of them voting for it. And it kind of flies in the face of all the politicians or the kind of grousing on talk radio programs about how they're trying to stack the, you know, when Trump put those people in, they're all going to be conservatives and they'll ruin the court. Somebody gets added, they're not doing that. They're not doing at all what people expected them to do, right?
Yeah, well, because they're now lifetime members of the court and are saying, hey, I'm not loyal to Trump. I'm not loyal to anybody. I'm a Supreme Court justice. And they're showing that they're loyal to the principles of law and the principles of the Constitution that they have sworn to uphold. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I'm glad to see that, get in there, they're not as partisan. I don't know if I'm a big fan of lifetime appointments. The whole purpose of that was to keep Supreme Court justices above politics. They they sort of are not above it, but more so, as you pointed out, than we expected.
Yeah, right. And like anything else, though, how are we going to deal going forward with the politicization of everything? Is it good for talk radio? Is it good for America? Because there are a lot of people who are looking at what's going on and they shake their heads thinking, can we make any decision? Can we talk about anything? Look at COVID and how that became politicized to the point of it really affecting the outcome of what happened in a lot of people's lives.
I think that the politicization of everything is dangerous, and it makes us lose sight of our principles. It makes us seek victory at the expense of truth. And if we don't have any bipartisan or any kind of compromise or any kind of commonality, we can't be a nation. You know, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We will surely fall. So, no, we've got to learn how to separate what's common sense, what truths are self-evident, as it pointed out in the Declaration, and how to rise above partisanship when it is for the common good. We don't do that right now, and that's dangerous.
You know, I was just thinking about the East and West Coast and how much of our focus often is on that. We're talking about Curtis Sliwa running for, perhaps even being elected mayor of, and what a character he is, mayor of mayor of New York. And then you look at Caitlyn Jenner possibly becoming the governor.
Very, very, very small possibility.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is these characters, man, they're all over the place. 28 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys as sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency after a portion of a 12-story residential building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, collapsed at 1:30 a.m. Eastern on Thursday.
You know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best. And the search and rescue does go on. So it's a really difficult situation and a real tragedy for our state.
The executive order will allow for federal assistance as the state continues its search and rescue operations. Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden announced Thursday we have a deal, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan formed with a group of bipartisan senators.
We made serious compromises on both ends. They'll give you the numbers. But they did not, and I understand their position, Republicans and this group did not want to go along with any of my family plan issues, the child care tax credits, the human infrastructure that I talk about. And we'll see what happens and reconciliation bill in the budget process. If we get some compromise there, and if we can't, see if I can attract all the Democrats to a position that is there. But they're going to move in a dual track, and that's what I'll say. But I want to thank each and every one of them. It's been, you know, a lot of us go back a long way, where we're used to doing one thing, give each other our word, and that's the end. Nobody questions it. They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose, and they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has yet to sign off on the deal, and Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, has threatened to revolt if the compromise does not go far enough on their key priorities. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Thursday that the House would not take up a bipartisan infrastructure bill if the Senate did not also pass a budget reconciliation package. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of June 21st to the 25th. Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison for this last week of June. The time, ever think about time? I don't mean this to sound like an episode of The Twilight Zone, but think about how the time just seems that we're already at the 4th of July, Michael.
Yeah. It's going faster and faster, and everybody seems to be experiencing that phenomenon.
Yeah,
we talk about it. We've all talked about it all our lives,
mm-hmm.
but it's a very real perception. And of course, there's two schools of thought on it. One is that simply as you get older, each parcel of time is a smaller percentage of your experience, so it seems to be faster and shorter. The other theory is that the universe is expanding at an exponential rate, and space and time are connected, that maybe time is going faster, and mm-hmm. that we collectively are experiencing it, but we can't wrap our brains around it.
We can't wrap our brains around most of the stuff that is, like the UFO stuff. You know, what do we... There really are UFOs. I believe in that. Do you believe that there really are UFOs?
I believe there are unidentified flying objects, yeah, things that people are seeing.
Aliens.
There. I don't know if they're aliens. I seriously doubt anybody is going to fly to this planet on a vehicle. from those gigantic distances and come and fly around in our atmosphere and taunt planes and things. I just don't see that as realistic.
Yeah, really? What happened to remember the movie, the television show V, where all the people were actually from another planet and they were snakes that forked tongues? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Huh? No, but I mean, I do believe there's life. I believe there's life out there. I think scientifically it would be shocking if there weren't, based on the numbers, based on what we know. And there's reason perhaps why we haven't encountered any, because of the vast size of the universe, both in terms of space and time. There might have been civilizations that were a million years ago, or a million years from now, and a million light years away. So it's hard, you know, it's like being on a desert island and going, where is the city? You know, well, there is no city there, but there's a bigger world. But I just don't think that they would be coming here in rickety vehicles. I think that they would have transcended, you know, mechanics. They're not going to be driving, you know, with a steering wheel and a gas pedal. Okay, we're at Earth. You know, it's just not going to be that way. It's possible they're interdimensional, that they're not from far away, that they're just from a different dimension, which is part of the multi-universe theory, the multiverse theory. And that's possible, too, that there are all these parallel universes that are just like on a radio dial. One little spin of the dial, different frequency, and you have a whole different thing occupying the same space.
That was what that TV show that starred my friend Jonathan Tucker, the show was called Debris. And it was on for a season, and they didn't really kind of know what to do with it after the first season, because there were too many things in it that made too much sense and scared people.
Well, at least they didn't know what to do with it after one season, as opposed to leading us on for decades with the X-Files and never giving us a payoff.
Right.
That was a tragedy.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah,
exactly. What an outrage that was.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, NASA is being told by scientists they need to update their radiation limits for the astronauts. Because if you send somebody out on a long duration mission to places like Mars, what are they going to be exposed to? That's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed, but it's got to be a reality, right? All the cosmic rays and
space is dangerous. Space is extremely dangerous for the human animal, for humanity, and it's a problem. On a lot of levels, there's the radiation, there's the effects of you know, no gravity. It makes your muscles, become useless.
Atrophy.
And other issues as well, psychological issues. It actually affects your DNA.
Yeah, and then women who go into space have a problem reproducing, apparently. Female astronauts face different sort of problems than men do. And I'm going to use that as a tie-in to the Britney Spears discussion. Number 10 this week on both the people list and the story list is the story of Britney Spears going to court. I don't know how much of that you followed. It was pretty tragic, actually, when you get down to
it. Yeah, very compelling. I pity her. People are pitying her. Her story is compelling. She's basically been a slave. And she's a grown woman, and she's still under the control of what she portrays as a very cruel father.
A woman in this time being told that she can't control her own body, that she can't take an IUD out because the conservatorship doesn't allow it. That is, her father doesn't allow it. How do these things even happen? That's the thing.
People are capable of very cruel and unjust behavior. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're stuck in that situation where we have to deal with being human, and human beings are very complicated.
And are there too many of us?
Are there too many of us? that's a loaded question. Overpopulation. I know what you mean. Overpopulation can be problematic, but I don't necessarily want to offer a solution to it.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I mean, you know, think about what that implies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. It's deep stuff. The condo thing, I think we started talking about this on the air. We were talking about it on the air, off the air, because of the situation down there. I wonder what it'll do to people who want to buy places down there. You have a place.
Scary.
similar.
I have a place that I've my Florida home is a similar type of a situation, and we're going through major construction right now that has been a pain in the butt. And then you think about how do people really know how strong a building is? I got to tell you, having lived in Manhattan, I don't know how Manhattan operates. It's so convoluted in terms of tunnels and wiring and old
and that old so out of train. Control. When you go into Penn Station, look at this. That's been like that for 100 years or more.
Exactly. I mean, who's maintaining every nut and bolt? So, you know, the feeling is that the infrastructure, when we don't stay on top of these things, and we can't economically or just from a standpoint of the complexity of it, you never know if the ground beneath your feet is going to cave in or something over your head is going to fall on you.
I'm just thinking about Penn Station and that the tower is a big skyscraper built on top of Penn Station.
Yes.
And again, when you go into, if you ever go into or out of New York City on the train, and you look around, if you can see, it's dark for the most part, but
there's
wires hanging down.
Oh, yeah. And water dripping. People living in perhaps, you know, underground apartments, the mole people. I mean, there are people that live underground in major cities because they can't be policed. They steal electricity from long cords to you don't know who's living behind the wall. But just in terms of bringing this back to reality, an apartment building was built with different codes back in the 80s or the 60s, and it's gone through hurricanes, it's gone through floods, it's gone through wear and tear, and maybe cheesy maintenance, you know, contractors that skimp on what they promise, and it adds up, and all of a sudden, boom, a building collapse. Can you imagine the sheer terror of having, you're sitting in your apartment, you think you're secure, and all of a sudden, the whole world collapses around you?
Yeah, terrible. Literally. Yeah. Okay, so then let's play that into the number three story, the infrastructure bill that's before the bipartisan infrastructure deal. That isn't really, because after they all congratulated themselves this week, hey, these Republicans, these Democrats, they got together, we've agreed on how much to spend, and then Joe Biden says when he leaves the meeting, well, yeah, we're going to maybe do that if they go along with the appropriations bill, having the rest of the money in that. And you know, that in talk about slanted news, there's not one word in the New York Times story. It's all about how great Biden is and how he brought the Republicans together and there's going to be this bipartisan bill. Not one word in there about the fact that the bill really is only part of it. The rest of it goes into the rest of the money. This is how these guys do stuff. You talk about being slick and try and the public doesn't really know it, depending on how you look at, you know, what your news source is. Certainly, it's very one-sided, but this is, you know, people are celebrating, wow, this is great. Finally, we've got a bipartisan. It's not that at all, right?
I don't know. You bring up a very good point, but I don't know how it's going to play out. Sometimes moving in the right direction, even though it's compromised and full of all kinds of shady, you know, subplots where the money goes here, the money goes there, sometimes that's better than nothing happening.
So, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
There's a reality to, you know, greasing the skids to keep the machine operating. But no, I don't know how it's going to play out. You bring up a very good point. And one of the things is when you do get objective news that doesn't have any kind of slant, a lot of people are not equipped to be able to interpret it. That's why they want people to give them opinion first and then work that into fact, as opposed to fact into opinion. It's a very fascinating process.
Yeah. And then what are the facts? There we go. Back and forth. I'll give you the facts about one thing, and that is the way for you to enjoy gluten-free products like great cookies, breads, rolls, buns, that sort of thing, is to go to ebonsbakehouse.com, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, and avail yourself of the choices.
Yummy cookies.
And the only difference between these and other cookies, they don't have any gluten in them. So they have any preservatives, so you got to keep them in the refrigerator or the freezer. But the taste, I just had one, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago. These are yummy products, hamburger buns that you want to enjoy this time of year. Who wants to have a hamburger without a bun? And yet, if you have a gluten intolerance, you can't find buns to enjoy the hamburger with. Not so anymore. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com and check out choose the hamburger buns or the dinner rolls or whatever else is there that appeals to you. Try it. Use the DJB code for a big discount when you check out. And then if you don't like them, you get your money back. I think you're going to love them, though. It's a really wonderful alternative to some of the things that you're told are gluten-free in the store and they turn out not to be. This is the real deal at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning,
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private. Astute.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, you certainly.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
A single strand. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't pull a single strand from a Persian rug and have any chance at inferring what the rug's pattern might be. A single strand is not enough to understand the entirety of the complete picture. And no one can pull a single moment from your life and accurately portray the entirety of your existence. You know that you are much more than any one instance of your life. You know the complexity of your inner world. You alone know the ultimate depths of you. And likewise, no matter how much you or I might want to believe that we have the ability to read the entirety of others from a single strand or moment of their lives, we simply cannot. So be mindful of your judgments, because they are likely not nearly as complete as you think. For more on compassion and self-awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, quick plug for the interview this week, Bill O'Reilly, right? That's what you have.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly recorded at Hofstra. It's a great one-on-one with Bill O'Reilly. We talk about the Trump tour, and it's mhinterview.com.
He's a character, man, O'Reilly. All right, Michael, thank you. 10 before the hour.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Now it's time for Chuck Curry to join us with some movie news, predictions of what's going to make it well or do well at the box office this weekend. What are the new movies? We'll find out right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, this is a big popcorn movie. Chuck Curry is here. We're getting ready for the 4th of July by introducing a big popcorn movie this weekend, Chuck, all right? But let's go back to the theme from this popcorn movie. How many years ago, Independence Day?
It was June 25th, 1997. This day in movie history, Doug, Independence Day hit theaters nationwide. I said before on this program, It became a major blockbuster. There's a few naysayers, but overall, this movie is beloved by most. I love this movie. I had a great time. It's one of the best summer popcorn movies, I think, released in the last 25 years. One interesting footnote about this movie, Will Smith, this sort of broke him out in terms of being a heroic sort of movie star and made him what he is, I think, in film. But originally, Ethan Hawke had his role. And decided that he didn't want to do it because Ethan Hawke, really good talent, but didn't want to do a lot of blockbuster movies and wind up at the last minute taking a pass. They bring in Will Smith with the ensemble of Jeff Goldblum, who he had great chemistry with in that movie. Bill Pullman, who had that amazing Independence Day speech, a very memorable moment in movie history. Randy Quaid and Judd Hirsch, Vivek A. Fox. Had a really good cast, Roland Emmerich, who's a little over the top in future films, but this movie worked. It made you feel good. It was exciting, had a great score, and it's what summer movies really should be about. So Independence Day hit theaters this day, June 25th, 1997, Doug.
So is that going to be the legacy of F9 with all the star power that's in? This Fast and Furious thing doesn't show any signs of letting up. Big paydays for the stars.
Yeah, true. Here's the thing. This movie's opening today in the United States and Canada. It's already been out internationally for over a month. It's releasing on over 4,000 screens, easily the biggest opening since post-COVID. The studio is predicting, which is Universal, Doug, a $60 million-plus opening weekend. They're still going to be tempered somewhat by COVID because Part 7...
I bet it'll be bigger than that. I bet it'll be bigger than
Part 7 had a $147 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
So that is... They're basically cutting the opening weekend somewhat a little bit more. That sounds like about 60% from the highest point in this franchise. This is a huge barometer movie of how this does this weekend and how fans react to a lot of big crowds in a lot of multiplexes around the country with Fast and the Furious 9.
Yeah. All right, so I see the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Looks like it would be a fun movie. But I also see something called 12 Mighty Orphans. You see who's in this?
Yeah, this movie. We had a book at the theater I'm involved in. Luke Wilson, Martin Sheen.
Robert Duvall has a role.
And I think it's based on a true story. It's a sports-related film, football-related. Reviews are pretty good, but it didn't do much business at all at the box office. These movies, like I said, they're getting harder to sell with smaller films than theaters. People wait for streaming, unfortunately.
I want to see this in the theater.
Okay.
That looks like a good take, that one. And, well, there are a lot of them. But, see, I think with all of the hoopla about the movies and whether or not people will go and yada, yada, I think it's a self-defeating prophecy. I think the more you talk about that, and I don't mean you, Y-O-U, Chuck.
I get it. But, well, listen, it's like the more negative impact a person has on the mind, the more fear creeps into the brain. And it will keep some people away the more they hear anything negative. Yep, agree.
Not me. I'm going, man. I haven't had time to go, but there's three movies at least. Actually, four that I want to see. I don't know how it's got to be a rainy day, but it'll be fun to see them. Chucker, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.